Hello, crafty friends. Welcome to Craft Theories, where we talk about the hows, whys, and what the hecks of the paper crafting world. I'm your host, Terry.
And I'm Savannah.
Today, we're talking about when to wow. Like, when do we use these beautiful, amazing cards that we make, like the top notch? We just finished the Altenew Retreat. It was our first time doing an event with them. I have bought some of their products. I love their Craft Your Life kits. And this class blew me away and really elevated my crafting. Every single thing I made was just wow, but not too difficult. It was accessibly wow and beautiful. I love that happy medium of, you know, challenging your skills, but it's not you need to hand stitch 17 layers of It's true. We are prepping for another event and every single project is like that. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Literally, they had us stitching every single piece and there was like 30 on there stitching a frame around. I'm like, no. Anyway, this is beautiful without excessive effort. It elevated our crafting. We'll talk about the event a little bit and then we'll get into it actually changed how we think, how we perceive and function with our crafting. It was, if not life-changing, at the very minimum, craft skill level-changing. The Altenew Secret Garden Retreat was May 3rd and 4th of this year, so just a couple weeks ago. I am still like reveling in the cards we made, and like one of the dies I've used to make 12 more cards from the class, and each one of them have been different and beautiful. This class was the same price as Tailored Expressions. It had different prices depending on how early you got it. We ended up paying $330 for it, and if we had bought it earlier and followed Jennifer McGuire's link, it would have been like under $300. That's okay. It's okay. Some people paid more. It was worth every single penny. So it was an all-inclusive kit. Aside from a few extra papers, it didn't have the ink pad, but it had most of the papers you needed. It had all of the dies, all of the stamp sets, embossing folders. It had stencils. We did not need to buy anything else besides standard supplies to do this class. I love that because I already have plenty of ink and paper and adhesive. And, I didn't need to buy. I don't need to buy more. I could, but I don't need to. So we're good. So that was perfect. I also wanted to say this is one of the most underrated ones. The Facebook group created for this event only has 541 members in it. Not everyone that signs up for the class joins the Facebook group, but it's a good indicator of how many people there are. So not very many. This is the smallest by far.
It's criminally underrated. This was an incredible class where everything we made was stunning. We could easily make other cards that were also stunning. It didn't just give you the supplies to make cute cards. It gave you the skills to up your creativity, your art, and truly mind-blowing. And it just made me think about crafting a little differently. Like, I can't say enough how much I loved this class.
Exactly. Like some of the other ones, actually like Concord and Ninth, each one of their classes used a different technique or a different style of their cards. For example, one of their signature products is a zero-waste die plate. So it's a cover plate die, and it's designed so that you can use the negative and the positive images that you cut out. So lots of florals, but they're arranged on the cover plate so that the negative looks attractive and aesthetically pleasing, as well as pulling out the die cuts and then assembling them to make like bouquets or whatever. So we had one of those, gorgeous, lots of flowers and foliage sprays and just beautiful layering flowers. But you cut it all in one pass and you color it with whatever you have or leave it lovely. One of their other signature products is their keyhole design. So for layering flowers, they have beautiful flowers. The ones for this class are poppies. So these flowers you die cut in one pass on one die, and it cuts out five pieces. And each one of them has a shape cut into it. And all you have to do is line those shapes up, and the flower is assembled perfectly. It is so easy. The supplies for this class are exclusive, so they're no longer available, but those signature products are still available in other designs. Highly recommend. Check those out. Also, Altenew has beautiful stencils that coordinate often with their embossing folders and stamps and dies. I love that this class had some of the same. So we had a clear instruction booklet with detailed instructions, beautiful pictures, made it easy to follow. I made a couple of the cards before the class even started. Just that's how good the instructions were. Like Savannah was saying, not only were we able to follow those instructions, the way it was taught, it's easy to be like, oh, I could change it to do this. Or, oh, I could use printed paper instead of coloring my own. Or just opened your mind to possibilities instead of here is this exact one card and you get to make one of it. Love, love, love it.
I think another thing that set the Altenew class apart was that they had a moderator the entire time. In other classes we've attended previously, they will answer questions in the chat, you know, after a recorded portion or after they're done. It was a different experience to have a moderator the entire time. If I asked a question, then someone from Altenew instantly saw and instantly answered. While the host was making a card live, they were able to answer for them instead of the host answering the questions. I think it just made it flow a little bit better.
It helped me feel more connected. We weren't just watching a pre-recorded video and crafting along. The moderator was engaging with the instructor, like, oh, I love that. And wait, go back. Did you start with the dark shade first? Or it felt closer, like you were there. So I love that.
Like we were in the room with them. Like it was a crafty class and we were there right with them.
Yeah, the moderator like was asking what we were thinking as we were going along, like, ooh, and how long have you been doing that? And like exactly what I would have asked if I was next to JC Gaspar watching him shade his beautiful cards. Okay. So I love that. One of the other things that stood apart with Altenew, and this is a little but significant thing, is they included storage with their kit. A lot of storage. They included 10, like 7 by 10 really nice plastic envelopes that hold each suite of products. And so there's extras. And then it had a zipper pouch to put it all together. I love that. I really appreciate that. Like I mentioned in one of my earlier episodes, I have my Craft Your Life kits in gallon Ziploc bags. they will fit in these envelopes. So I have to decide if I want to move them. It's kind of fun. I appreciate the thoughtfulness. Just a really good experience, totally worth it. Right now, so this class is exclusive and no longer available. They are doing signups for their fall class, the Cozy Comfort or Comfort and Cozy, Warm and Cozy something. Look on their website. It is early sign up now, so it is the lower pricing. I imagine like this class, I think it went up to $500 or $600 at the end to sell those last couple kits. So if you are interested, they have a fall class right now with early bird sign up. So check that out. I highly recommend. This has been the best class we've ever taken by far. The big takeaway from it was not just the wonderful and inclusive experience where we learned really cool crafting. It really increased our crafting skills. We made beautiful cards and not just struggled through it, but effortlessly learned the techniques and the instructions to take these products, which are gorgeous, and put them together in new ways. We upped our skills. We can now make our wow cards, and they're wowier. They're we wowed our wowed cards. It's true. It is true. I look at the cards I made from this. I'm like, I don't want to give them away. Well, okay, that's not true. One of them I did make 12 of, and I'm like, okay, maybe I can give one away. And that maybe if I make two more of the exact same one. It's just fun and happy. So as we're making these gorgeous cards, kind of changed. Like, well, when do we send these wow cards? When do we wow? And these are beautiful. I have 600 cards I've made sitting around to send out, and they're not as wowy as this. They're not as amazing. This led to our whole thought process and discussion about matching the situation for the card and expectations to our creative energy and output and supplies. For example, like if your kid is invited to a four-year-old birthday party from school that you don't know, you're not going to send a card that took you 2.5 hours to make. I mean, you could, but why?
Exactly. Yeah, in the class, we made this beautiful card that was hand-blended, layered, die-cut. And I wouldn't give this to a four-year-old. And I was thinking, I have a wedding I'm going to, I'm coming up.
Just thinking about when do we use these wow cards and amazing, beautiful pieces of art. Some of them did take us a little while to make with the blending and different stencils and everything. Others look really cute, but they didn't quite take us as long. Kind of thoughtful now about who to send these to. I think the obvious one to use these wow cards is like special occasions. So weddings and milestone birthdays of really good friends and beginning and end of life things, new babies, especially close friends. You know, I send the nice cards to people I really care about. It's part of me showing how I feel about them, but also like very special occasions. So recently, one of the most special cards I made was for a lady at our church, and she was put in hospice, but there was so many people who loved her and cared about her, and they asked me to make a group card for her. At this time, she had lost her sight. So I made a large, bigger than 5x7 trifold card so everyone could write messages that her family could read to her. But then I made every element in it dimensional so she could feel it. So all the die cut words were 2 and 3 layers thick, and I added lots of embellishments that she could feel and textures and just a really sweet message. And they passed it around at church, and everyone wrote messages. And at this point, I feel like the importance of that card was not just for the recipient and for their dear friend, but to help everyone else share their feelings and feel connected to her and give her their wishes. I was very honored to make that card and grateful I had the skills to do that. And the supplies, hello, this is why we buy so many supplies. I had everything I needed. Thank goodness. Woo! It's true. Special cards can make a big impact and they can help many people. I felt blessed to be able to make it, and then the people who signed it were grateful for that chance to share feelings, and then hopefully the recipient was able to listen and understand, and if she couldn't, then her family did, and I love that. That's definitely an occasion to use your best. Well, I'm so glad I had all the supply.
I had no doubt. I had no doubt that you would run out.
Phew. Okay. Yeah. If we had opportunities to make cards that made that big of an impact every day, I would do that every day. Times like that don't come around very often. And I love it that I had the skills to step up and do that at the moment it was required. I think that's why it's important we practice and we work on our skills and develop the ability to make amazing, beautiful cards.
I think it also shows the importance of paper crafting and our art skills go beyond pretty colors and whimsy, that our craft is about connection and facilitating this opportunity to share our feelings and cultivate something that will last longer than just the moments.
Savannah is a very thoughtful person, and she really does care about a lot of people, and then she sends cards to them. We show our love by sending our handmade cards that we have taken our time and our life energy to create, to give to someone else. So I think that's beautiful, Savannah. Maybe these opportunities to make impactful cards will come around more when our skills increase. I think that's a good reason to keep growing and working on your crafty skills. We are paper artists. Like, this is a skill. I've been working on this for over 2 decades, and I have come a long way. It took a couple years to get here, but I'm grateful that I have that solid foundation. And also very, very grateful for classes like this that can take your abilities like leaps and bounds so that you don't have to spend 20 years to get there. I think even some beginners can grow and make something beautiful. That being said, every crafter is at a different level. So my best is different than Savannah's best or anyone else's out there. And it's changing all the time. So that means that no one knows what your best is when you send them. I have a kind of funny story about this. Years ago, when I was like newly married, there were some dignitaries visiting our church and everyone took turns making dinner for them. And I don't know, I came from foster care. I don't know how to cook big meals. I can make a few now, but the best thing I knew how to make back then was calzones. So we made calzones for dinner and they came over and they were like, "Oh, I'm so glad you didn't make a big fancy dinner for us." And I was like, "Oh, ha, ha, yeah, me too." But that was the best thing I knew how to make. So it was my best. That was my fancy.
No, it wasn't quail eggs or anything.
I guess most people did like big roasts and veggies and salads and rolls. And okay. So the calzones were my best. I actually still make calzones. They are really good. So it's still one of my best. I could do a roast if I had to. Okay, my family's happy with that.
I think you're underrating calzones made from scratch. Like, we make the dough from scratch. Like, it's, I love it. It's really good.
Exactly. So that's kind of like our card making. We can make something good. For example, I'm still not good at heat embossing. I don't have to use heat embossing, but I still can make really amazing, beautiful cards. Calzones are really good. Do I want to talk about the calzones I made for the wedding reception?
I don't know.
Yeah. So now that we have these amazing, beautiful cards that are now better than a couple hundred cards I have stored that I've previously made, I'm like, when do I use these other cards? And the answer is still send them out. No one knows.
Yeah. When I lived in college, I worked at a call center and I had mentioned that I make birthday cards and card, they're like, "Oh yeah, can you make it for so-and-so's birthday in the office? Just make it big enough that you can pass around." So what I did is I took just a 8.5 by 11, I folded it in half and I put a happy birthday die cut. I did put a designed paper on top of it too. So there's like a little design that just looks like a watercolor wash. But we're talking about like the basic definition of a birthday card. It says happy birthday. It's a card. And I brought it to the office and everyone was like, "This is incredible. You made this. You didn't buy it from the store." Like, yes, you know, I can do other stuff too. And everyone was wowed that I made the card, even though it was the definition of basic. And even though it was basic, everyone still loved it and enjoyed it just as much. You don't have to have wow cards to have that same enjoyment or appreciation if you were to give it away.
Yeah, exactly. And we hope that recipients are generally happy just to get a card and for the message that we share in it. Hopefully that is the most important thing. I think there are some times where the card is an integral part of the message. For example, well, I have a family member that I'm estranged from. I don't talk to them, but I would like to be closer to them. The cards I send are the only connection I have. So I always try to send my best and put a lot of thought into it. And I'm grateful for that because that's all I have. And conversely, there are people I would like to be estranged from. I don't send them cards at all. I hope most recipients are just glad for the thought and they don't judge you on whether or not that's, "Oh, look, your layering isn't even," or "I don't think you used enough embellishments," or "You smudged your stamp." I hope people don't do that because that happens for everyone. And you still send those cards out. Like if I only sent out perfect cards, I would be afraid to send anything. And there are times where I think if I put too much pressure on myself, like, "Oh my goodness, I have this big event coming up. I need to make this perfect card." And I put so much stress on it that it doesn't get made. I shouldn't do that. We don't need to do that. We can just send out whatever you have and whatever you have at the moment. I cannot tell you how many times my teenagers came home and were like, hey, mom, I was invited to a birthday party in 2 hours. Can you make a card? Yes. Yes, I can. I don't stress about that. I throw it together.
I've never done that. I've given you at least 3 hours.
I appreciate that, Savannah. The 3 hours makes a big difference.
Gives you enough time to put a sparkly enamel dot on it.
One of the other things, now that I have these more amazing wowier cards, I put my heart into them. Although I'm happy to share them with people, I don't want to send my whole heart to someone who's going to throw it in the trash. So I think that's another situation where we match this up. There's one thing, like, to be confident in your skills, like, I don't care what they do with it. But as artists, we care. It does matter. One card maker I read about online said she compares it to having a chef make a fancy dinner and then it gets eaten. Like, it's ephemeral. It's fleeting. Okay, I can appreciate that. But also, I know there are some people who I've sent my best work to and it gets binned, you know, like, immediately. And it does hurt. You know, we'd like to say, oh no, I'm a big enough person that it wouldn't bother me. I'm just happy I could send it. And I think that's good sometimes. I think sometimes it's also to be a little careful. I think there's a pause when you know they don't care what kind of card it is. You don't have to send your best. You can protect your heart a little bit. And then maybe when I'm fully self-actualized and a perfect person, I can send my best all the time. I'm not there yet. I'm mortal.
As artists, I think sometimes we can also, like, it's enough for me to, I put in all this effort because I wanted to. I have this new set that I got. I have this new die set that I got that I really want to create with it. And I made my best. And I made this because I wanted to. It doesn't matter the outcome, whether you throw it away right away or keep it or even appreciate it. I made it. And that's enough because I did this for me. And I'm giving this to you because that's who I am and I care. And I can let go whenever I hand this over to you. As soon as I put it in the envelope, it's gone. Whatever the outcome is, I did this for me. I think the word is balance. I have a couple of friends who I know they're going to throw it away right away. I know that they may appreciate it. It kind of hurts that I just put my really expensive paper on this card to make a wow card, knowing that it's going to be thrown away. It's not balanced. It's not where I need it to be. Like, they're still happy to receive a happy birthday that just says happy birthday, and they know it's from me. And I'm happy to do that for them.
Exactly. So there are times I don't send my best, but I'm happy to send a card. And hopefully they're happy to get a card. And they're not thinking, oh, I saw a better one that she posted on her Facebook page. And I think as recipients, like, I'm just happy to get cards from people. I love getting stuff in the mail. So I appreciate the thought. One of the other times, as I was thinking about making these wow cards, and I've kind of touched upon it, is I love making beautiful cards for me. And I actually keep a lot of my cards. I try to use them often, but I also like keeping ideas and samples, not just keeping them because, like, I'm hoarding or collecting, but I use them for, oh my goodness, that was a really good technique. Let me try it with this new die set or new paper I got. And it's like Pinterest in my craft room. Like, I have my own personal, my own personal idea board, but it makes me happy as a person knowing that I can make really pretty cards. And I feel like that's just part of our human experience. Like, creating beautiful things is amazing. It's a transcendent experience to lift you as a human and to express your feelings. What I've been working on this week is scrapbook pages for a scrapbooking crop event I signed up for. I wasn't super excited about all the ideas they were teaching, so I've been coming up with my own. I love it. I start with these pictures and generic paper, and I'm like, I don't know if I can make something. I do this all the time. Like, I don't know if I can put this together? And I cut and I have a vague idea and I put it together and I'm like, wow, that came from my head and my soul. I think it comes from your soul too, not just your intelligence, but your whole being. And I created something unique and beautiful that I am happier with than if I had copied something. I love the experience of it. Doing this Altenew class and really upping my game, it brought joy, true joy and happiness and little bit of fulfillment. Of course, it was like hanging out with Savannah and having chocolate. Like, it was a good time. Happy watch the littles. And it was just a lovely experience. I have a few good friends and people that I will share those lovely cards with. And I'm grateful that there are some people in our lives who appreciate those. Actually, I have a neighbor who's Italian. And I just made an Italian card for her that had like ciao on it and the dolce vita. And she loves getting cards from me. And so guess what? I'm really happy to make cards for her. Anyway, she's sweet. She has chickens too. I think it's important to surround yourself with people who value your creations and you. And it's lovely when you find that, when you can put your heart into something and happily share it. And so I think that's a goal that we should all have. And what are you working on, Savannah?
I'm working on this really cool technique. I'm not going to share it yet because I'm going to put it on our YouTube. I haven't seen anyone else do this, so I don't want to say yet. Just a fun technique that we developed. I've been really enjoying it, and I'm going to share it on our YouTube channel.
So I want to thank you for listening. Oh, before we go, we have a couple notes. We just signed up for a class that was shipped from Canada. We had to pay tariffs that were almost the full price of the class. So the class was $205. The tariffs were $177. So as you are looking at classes, be mindful of that, signing up for overseas events. Whatever country you live in, just if you're shipping something from a different country, there could be extra fees that you may not be anticipating. So for us, that was kind of a big sticker shock. We're going to be more careful of that going forward. But also, as we're preparing to transition to our next podcast, which is Coolest People You've Never Heard Of. I have been collecting stories for this for decades, but we are always looking for more. So if you have someone amazing, your grandma or grandpa, you know, swam the ocean or saved a colony, whatever. We're looking for just really amazing people that no one knows about. We'd love to hear your stories. Share them. So we're going to be wrapping up Craft Theories season and switching to that later this summer. So anyway, we want to thank you for listening and hope you have a lovely crafting day.
You can find more information on our website, crafttheories.com, or any of our social media at Craft Theories Podcast. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. You can check us out there. And for updates about coolest people you've never heard of, keep tabs on our social media and website. We'll let you know. Till then, see you later.
I got a microphone. Yeah, I got a microphone. Whoa, I got a microphone. Yeah! Craft Theories.
This has been a Citrus Media production.